So what do you get when you cross a wizened Gen Xer with a proud millennial?
Here we go.
A mixtape filled with
Britney Spears songs?
Or maybe a rotary landline telephone
that takes selfies?
Maybe a Tom and Jerry cartoon.
Or Tom and Jerry each get participation trophies?
No, 21st century solutions.
According to Kaylin and Ramsey.
Today is August 31st, 2022. How are you doing today, Kaylin?
I'm doing good. I'm excited because we have a very special guest today, our new relationship manager at Easy Solar Loan, Tyann Gauzin. Welcome, Tyann. How are you doing?
Thank you. Very good so far. I really enjoy being able to take on more tasks that I can do on my own or with little help, with lots of great resources I've been giving in training. So thank you for that. Meeting individual solar teams and familiarizing myself with the new Easy Solar Loan application is really exciting, and I look forward to diving into my role as a relationship manager even more.
Fantastic. Yeah, and you picked a really good time to come on because we've got the new system coming on soon, and there's just a lot of action going on. So, yeah, we are super glad and happy to have you on the team. Yeah, thanks for joining us today. And I think maybe I'll start off by asking kind of the obvious question to either both of you. What is a relationship manager? And generally speaking, what role will Tyann be playing at Easy Solar Loan as a relationship manager?
Well, a relationship manager is something that we have needed for a very long time. So this is very exciting to have Tyann on the team now for a couple weeks. And so as a relationship manager, the role is to, you know, keep our solar contractors, in the know, answer any of their questions, make sure that their relationship is going well. So she is going to play that in-between role between you and I after we onboard people, and keeping all of our contractors up to date on our current offerings and our current program, helping them with their customers. If there's any questions that they need answered that aren't easily answered by the processing team, as well as helping our contractors with their new portal and dashboard and their customers, helping them with their new application and dashboard. So it's very, very exciting time to have Tyann join the team, as she said, while we're rolling out the new platform. There's not another time that we've needed her more. So I'm very excited to have her on the team and start building those connections with our solar partners. So Tyann, how do you feel like your first couple weeks have gone? And what do you see your role at the credit union and Easy Solar Loan being?
I think the first couple weeks have been really great. I'm just learning everything that I can, and I'm observing what everyone else is doing. It's great that there's a new program. Everyone's kind of learning with me as well. And I definitely agree about the roles of a relationship manager. I think that managing the existing relationships that we have, you know, identifying our solar contractors' needs and member needs, and just being proactive about how to improve upon all these relationships is something that I think is pretty important for a relationship manager to do.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, we love our current contractors. And even though we're planning to be onboarding more in the future, it's so important to continue to nourish those relationships and, you know, make sure that they are being taken care of, especially in such a transitional time for us. You've been doing a great job getting to know people, and, you know, it really takes a personable person to be in this job, and taking on those tasks. You have to learn to be delicate and forceful all at the same time. And so it's definitely a very niche position to be in, because that takes a special person. And I knew you'd be great at it, and you have shown us that you definitely are. And I can tell the contractors already are liking and trusting you, along with our applicants and borrowers.
Thank you. It's been really great so far. I really enjoy working with contractors and members alike.
Very cool. So what do you think are maybe some of the like key, essentially important aspects of a business relationship?
I really feel like communication and providing just great customer service, that would be at the top of my list. You know, I always want to make sure that I'm exceeding expectations to all of our partners and our members. And I feel like with that really comes a long line of communication, trust, consistency, being reliable. Those are all great aspects of a business relationship.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, following through and following up, even when they're maybe not totally expecting it. Like an example is yesterday we had a sales rep call in who, you know, was having a hard time, and he, you know, had some feedback for us, and Tayan did really good answering his questions. And I have a cat. That was not me who just made that noise.
Oh, come on. We don't buy that for a second. We know that was you.
He literally stuck his mouth under the door to make that noise at me.
I thought you were going to say that he stuck his mouth right up into the microphone.
That's what it sounded like. So anyway, so Tayan had a difficult conversation yesterday, and she told me about it, and I said, let me call him and let's make sure that he's happy and, you know, had all of his questions answered. He told me the same things that he had told Tayan, and then when we got off the phone, it was like I hope the customer signs their loan documents and that everything goes smoothly from here. But I never said I was going to follow up or anything. And then the first thing this morning when I got in, they are on the East Coast as well as I am. So when I got online first thing this morning, I looked in DocuSign. I saw that the borrower in question had signed their loan documents. So I dialed him back up, and just to, you know, give him a courtesy, since he was feeling a little stressed yesterday, I wanted to call him and tell him, you know, those documents got signed, the money will be on its way to the contractor this afternoon, and just see if he had any follow-up questions from our conversation yesterday. And I could tell he was surprised and impressed that, even though I hadn't told him yesterday, I would call him back this morning and confirm that I had done that. And I think that's what kind of sets Easy Solar Loan apart from maybe other finance options out there, is that we really do care about our contractors and our members. And caring about our members is what's important to those partnerships that we have, because their customers are their lifeline and where they get future referrals from. So it's really important that we keep those relationships, happy and moving forward in the right direction.
Yeah. You know, it really is central to how we operate at Easy Solar Loan that, you know, we're in this sort of, we have the three parties that are really important to each project or loan that we do. You know, we've got ourselves as the financer, and we've got the homeowners as the borrowers, and then we've got the solar companies. And so all three of those groups really need to be in touch with each other, and we need to all have the same understanding of the status, and we all need to know what the timing is and what needs to get accomplished. And, you know, that's that communication, like you were both talking about, is just the key aspect of doing that. And, you know, all three of us want those loans to go through. We all want to be successful. So it just makes sense that everybody needs to talk to each other and follow up. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Everyone needs to be a team. I think that's what I've seen since I've come on, is everyone is really good at being a team player.
Right on.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, our team, we can talk about it as, you know, easy solar loan employees, but I think that the really cool thing about our department is that we look even outside further of that as our partners, as being part of our team, because without them, we're not bringing in new members. That is our direct, you know, line of business, is that we work with our partners to build the relationship so that they value us and our products and feel comfortable sending their customers to us. And that is how we gain new members, is through that relationship. And so we strive really hard to keep really good communication with them. Ramsey and I, and now Tyann, you as well, we hold our open office hours every Tuesday and Thursday. And we hear all the time, like, it's really cool that you guys do this. No other financial institution that we work with has anything like this. And Ramsey and I, you know, at the beginning of 2020, we're like, you know, we're not going out. We're not seeing people. We are stuck at home, and we just don't have the open line to our partners like we used to. So let's create something that can help them move their projects in the right direction, make sure that they've got all the questions answered they'd ever want to. So we created this drop-in open office hours for an hour on Tuesdays and an hour on Thursdays, where any of our partners can just come in and ask us questions, or people who are interested in becoming partners, so that they feel like there's always a door directly to Ramsey and I, and now you as well, Tyann, and we've found that to be invaluable as a way to keep those lines of communication moving forward with our partners, so that they can help our members as well in the best way possible.
So I've heard talk about this concept of succeeding by making other people successful, and I think we sort of really have latched onto that at Easy Solar Loan, but can the two of you expand on sort of what do you mean by that? What does it mean to succeed by making other people successful? Like, do you think we do that?
Absolutely. We, I think, are different than other finance options out there for solar, because we are willing to work with the companies that are maybe a little bit smaller and don't have the same volume as some of the other larger installers and solar contractors in the space. And I've heard several times, you know, that you guys, that we have given people a chance because we have those avenues built in to be able to do that, that maybe they couldn't have got financing directly before, and that's allowed them to grow their business, because it's really hard to sell solar without a finance option in place. You know, not everybody has 30, 40, 50, even more sitting in the bank just waiting to be their own electric producer. So having that option there is really important to a business succeeding, you know, and we've given avenues for new companies to come in and use us at 100% at completion, so that we get used to them, they get used to us, prior to upfront financing going out the door. And that has seemed to work really well for all parties. And I love to hear, you know, that we help someone's business grow, and then, you know, that's just helping us succeed more when they are getting more referrals from their homeowners, and, you know, their friends are using that installer, and they're using Easy Solar Loan because they had such a great experience with both parties. And the the success of Easy Solar Loan honestly hinges on the success of our partners. And that's why we go above and beyond to make sure, you know, that we're doing any hand holding or, you know, reaching out to remind people of what the next steps are going to be so that we can continue to learn together and make sure that they understand our process. And so in the future, we don't have to reach back out and they know what our process is, which is one of those important things that Tyann will be, you know, continuing to do as you and I step into this next phase of Easy Solar Loan and onboarding to our new digital platform, is to make sure that everyone understands our new process, because our program really isn't changing. It's just the process in which we receive items and the automation. So we plan for this new digital launch to help our partners succeed even further, because we really give them the tools to take this financing piece into their customers' hands and then into their hands with their new platform, where they can log into a portal. And we will continue to just, you know, help them learn each of those steps so that they can put in more loans and close more projects. And, you know, one thing we've talked about on the podcast before that I'll mention again is not just the Easy Solar Loan partnership and how that works, but the way that the solar industry as a whole kind of works together. It's different than any other industry I've ever been a part of, where, you know, solar contractors just really want to see other solar contractors succeed as well. So they all work together, you know, making sure that legislation is passed or that, you know, these private utilities or even public utilities are not doing things to hinder the adoption of solar. So we, you know, obviously we join in those efforts as well, but watching solar companies help each other succeed is just, it's really amazing and something that you don't see in other industries when you are, you know, basically fighting for the same contracts as your competition. Usually that relates into a different kind of relationship than what you see in the solar industry. Tyann, have you noticed any kind of any solar companies who you feel like they really care about the solar industry or the success of Easy Solar Loan as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the success of Easy Solar Loan, you know, would coordinate with their success, like you mentioned before. So they obviously want us to succeed as well. And I think all of the contractors that I've came in contact so far, they do care about their customers and their needs, and they want to help them get their solar project finished and up and running so they can be independent there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think, you know, one of the things about solar is we kind of look at the electrical company as the enemy. So we all have like a common enemy to work against.
I agree.
They're not that bad. We're not trying to declare war on any utilities here.
Oh, definitely not. But the idea of solar is to take your electrical generation into your mm-hmm. own hands and not be dependent on someone else for your power. And, you know, for a lot of our members, that is, it can be strictly a financial decision for them. You know, the part that it's, you know, helping the world, and climate change is, you know, important to some, but a lot of people, it is really a financial decision. And as utility rates continue to grow, it's just important for them to lock in, you know, their solar and as one purchase price and their loan for the next 20 years, so that they don't have to depend on a power company or the grid for their future electricity. So that's why I think everybody's really just joins together is because we know that we've got to make some kind of changes, especially in those areas where electricity seems to be coming, becoming less of a necessity and more of a thing that we are seeking that isn't going to be there forever. And so these customers in California and Arizona and stuff, to them, solar is going to become a lifeline. It's a really interesting time to be in the solar industry.
Well, you're going to get me started again on my riff of distributed solutions as opposed to centralized solutions, because you know, having an individual solar power system with a battery storage combined, you know, like you're saying, that is not only cost effective in the right situations, but it's also more secure and resilient if, you know, you live in a place where you're prone to outages, like in the middle of the summer or something like that, or in the opposite, in the middle of the winter. So yes, absolutely. And so Tyann, we're just getting to know each other. Tell us more a bit about kind of your professional background and kind of how is what you're doing now, you know, either similar or different than what you did before, and what kind of, you know, how do you sort of put those skills to work here at Easy Solar Loan?
So I would say my biggest background for work, I worked in banking for years. So coming to Easy Solar, I guess I have banking experience. I have no solar experience. I have technical experience. I used to work for an internet service provider helping customers get back online. So I have technical experience. I would say the biggest thing that's probably helping me is understanding, you know, banking and loans and how that works. I can't tell you how many times I've bought a house. We moved around the country so many times. I just feel like I understand that process. So solar is very new to me, but lending and banking is not. So that's probably the best experience that I bring. Everything else is new, and it's great, and it's nice to start something different.
Yeah, no, that's great. It sounds like it's a good extension from kind of the lending and technical work. And now you've got an open field of solar to learn about.
Absolutely.
So
what I'm noticing is that you and Ramsey have like the opposite experience coming into Easy Solar Loan.
Yes.
Ramsey came in from the solar side and the nonprofit side, and you know, he really helped us get a handle on a lot of things when he joined us. You know, he was there to help build off of what our department had already built, but he just came in and he cleaned it up and, you know, made our systems work really well together, taught us more about solar, and we just have been able to do so much more since we've added Ramsey onto the team. You know, his project management skills, I wouldn't be surprised if he has a PhD in it. And
all right, now you're laying it on just a little bit thick.
But it's true. I don't know how you keep those flow charts all. You're like Rain Man with the flow charts.
That's better. Call me a nerd. That's better. Go ahead. Keep going.
And then in Tyenne, you've got more of the technical banking background, which, you know, you've stepped in, and I think that your past experience in your banking history of helping business owners has really helped you, because I know it helped me to have that business to business background when I came in and started looking for partners. You know, I started looking for partners basically from scratch. And so having that skill of knowing how to work with business partners, you had already refined that and were able to just come right in and build off of it. And you're able to get a little bit more in the weeds with the customers, which we really need right now, because we've got these new systems going into place. So we've got kind of people everywhere. We've got some on the old system, some on the new system. And when I say people, I mean our employees. So Tyenne's been able to kind of just go wherever we've needed her to because of her experience with answering questions from consumers and, you know, our current applicants, our current members. And that's one of those things that, Ramsey, you just were never quite comfortable with. And so having Tyenne step into the role and being able to have those conversations with customers has taken a lot off of my plate, because, you know, it seems it's got to be a year and a half ago now. We said, Ramsey, we've got to get this project done. You go, you do that. Kaylin will take care of the relationship piece. You work on getting this engine working so that we can get it out to our partners, because this is what they are asking us for. This is what they want. And we'll just split up those duties for now. And Ramsey has been needed even more in those duties the last few weeks. We all call him with 911s. We don't know how this works. Tell us how it works.
Has been a year and a half. That's crazy that it has been a year and a half that we've been, that the I part of we has been sort of head down doing this system development. But man, I got to say, it is exciting, because we have been doing active live sort of the first just a couple of companies for about a week at this point. We've just gotten sort of a handful of applications through the system, and we're learning how to use it. And you know, the folks on our team who are beginning to use the system are learning the quirks and figuring out the issues that us designers didn't quite think of, because we did not think of everything ahead of time. Believe it or not, did not think of everything. So I can't wait for, you know, within the next couple of weeks to bring a bunch more people onto the system and just really get it cranking.
That's so true. And, you know, one of the things that was brought up in the interviews when we were doing interviews for relationship managers is Tyenne and other applicants that we interviewed said that we seem like a really fun team, and like we work together really well. And I think over the past week, that's really been showcased. I mean, I don't know how many times there's been three or four of us on Zoom going, okay, let's look at this. You know, what is the issue? How do I view this? And, you know, then there might be three people on, and then an hour later we rotate out one of those people for our head underwriter, and like, okay, well, what are we looking at here, and why didn't this work correctly? And just seeing the teamwork and how great we all work together, and having people point that out who haven't even come to work with us yet, is I think one of those things that our partners realize as well. And that ability to work together makes them want to continue to send their customers to us and keeps that trust that we really are working together in their homeowner's best interest.
Absolutely. All hands on deck. That's a good thing. And it's been nice to be able to work in different aspects of positions at Easy Solar as well. I'm not doing just the relationship manager things. I'm doing other things for others as they're out for the day or other things like that. It's nice to be in other places where I can understand the processes better in each avenue, not just the relationship portion.
Well, absolutely. And I think, so this is how I look at it, because I'm always like, I'm in there, I'm processing loans, I'm sending emails to remind people to send, to remind applicants to send in their IDs or their verification of income, because I see all of it as a relationship piece, as if we're not keeping those loans and those applications moving forward, then our partners are not going to be happy. And so for you to be able to just step into wherever we're asking you to really is a part of the relationship manager piece, because you're just making sure that our partners are being paid on time and that their customers are happy, which is going to keep them happy. So
absolutely.
We really needed you. And let me tell you, the last today, actually, I went, wow, Tyann really has this, and I don't have to work 12 hours a day for the next week straight. I had to chuckle to myself, because Ramsey and I, all of our supervisor is on vacation, and HR reached out to us about we don't have time cards, but she just wanted to confirm any days that we had off or something. And I wanted to reply to her and say, you're right, I didn't take any days off in the last 2 weeks. I actually probably had about 110 hours trying to get this system launched and keep everybody happy. Mm-hmm. So no, I didn't.
She didn't ask how many extra days you worked this week.
Yes, exactly. If you have any extra days you'd like to pay me for, I'm here for that too.
Yeah, I didn't mention that I brought my computer and did a couple hours worth of work each evening while I was on vacation either, but oh well.
That's right, and which was our fault, because we're like, Ramsey, and this is part of being a team player and keeping our partners happy. We had a launch date that we were trying to hit that happened to be while Ramsey was taking his amazing daughter back to college for her sophomore year, and Jennifer and our head underwriter and I were like crying in our milk, like, Ramsey, you're leaving us at our time of need. I used the analogy a couple times that I felt like Robin going out without Batman. It was just like, it was the worst of timing, but Ramsey is a team player and was not going to delay the launch of his new system any further.
Well, I almost told my daughter that she couldn't go back to college, but, I got vetoed.
Slightly important piece of her life.
Oh, I suppose. So, Tyann, here's something that I like to ask people. What are you excited about? Like, what are you excited about coming up? Either specific to work or just, work life in general. Like, what excites you? What are you excited about coming up?
I'm really excited about seamlessly doing my job without having to consult with people, very little at least. That's what I'm really excited to do. I'm excited to log in for the day and I know exactly what I need to do. Just get going and not have to consult with other people. That's obviously, I still have a lot to learn. I'm not afraid to ask for help. Everyone can probably attest to that at this point. Maybe I'm being annoying, but I'm not afraid to ask for help. But I do look forward to the days where I can just come in and do my job and I can do other things as needed, but I know what I'm doing and I'm focused. Just get it done.
Awesome. 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 Well, I think that is a great place to leave it, looking towards the future in terms of being excited to accomplish a lot and to move into this new phase of Easy Seller Loan. So definitely stay tuned. We've got amazing things coming up over the next few weeks, and I'm excited to be working with both of you. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Ramsey.
Yes, thank you. Right back at you.